Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Welcome, welcome. It's Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. I am Scott Spaziano and Sandy Waters. Hi. How
you doing? Hello, hello,
Hi. Here we are.
And, good morning.
We're back into nice weather here starting later today, which is good.
Clouds
to start, then sun to end the afternoon.
Yay.
48 degrees tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, close to 60 degrees.
Okay. Good.
Just please, Mother Nature, hold on to that. Hold on to the sunny and 60 for one more week so we could do that St. Patrick's Day parade in style. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
asking. Running for the running of the green, right?
Of the green?
Running, yep, the running of the green before the parade.
I'm looking right now. I
got an app for that.
I'm looking. What's next Saturday? 52 in light rain showers. Oh, crap.
It'll change. Don't look yet.
Okay, no, he's right.
We spring forward this weekend, too.
Yeah, I know. We lose that hour of sleep. Daylight saving time.
I know. It sucks. And it does impact some people more than others. Definitely you. You always talk about how it messes you up. But you just think psychologically, mentally, it's like, okay, this is good. This is worth it. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to succumb to pain to get the pleasure. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. No pain, no gain, right?
Right.
What pleasure are we seeking after?
The sun.
Oh, longer
days.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sunset late, an hour later. Sure.
Yeah.
Which is
and
good.
Just the idea that it's going to be nice. It's the nice weather is coming, right?
And 13 days till spring. 12 days till spring.
Is this the last? Is this the last of the daylight savings?
No, saving.
Same. Oh, I know it's your pet peeve.
It's my pet peeve. No, I've been doing
You're
it for
such
years.
A,
yeah. When I read it again the other day. You know, things to know about daylight saving time and it's saving, not savings. I'm like,
do you want to be corrected? If you screw up, because you often do the me and Ellie.
Yes, or, please correct me. Please.
You want me to correct you?
Yes.
In front of everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Because
everything
I still
that you
can't.
Say wrong, you want me to correct you?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Nobody likes that.
Well,
and nobody likes that person.
If you know that person, you can correct them. You want to help them, make them better people.
Nah.
Okay.
I like to say daylight savings time.
I do too. I mean, I've always said it, and I read it the other day. I'm like, oh. It like actually it felt like it was yelling at me. Like, it's daylight saving time, not daylight savings. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I like savings. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
So there. How about that?
Here we go again on our own on the 4-hour road trip of happiness here on Spaziano and Sandy with tickets to Barbie, the movie, in concert at Darien Lake.
Yeah.
We got those tickets coming up this morning. Hey, you. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Fatiana and Sandy, good morning. It's 6:04, and you're up and out. Here we are. Going to see clouds to start and sun by afternoon. 45 degrees. It's Scott's Fizzano, Sandy Waters.
I like how you corrected yourself on that 1 minute difference.
Yes.
Because you know we live our lives minute by minute.
We do.
Every minute counts.
We do. I didn't realize what a competition it is when our that totality eclipse comes through the area on April 8th on that Monday. I didn't realize how competitive things are getting. And the logistics, I never had any clue. Town of Parma in Sweden, you know, out west near Brockport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're getting real serious. Did you see that story?
I did. Were they doing no parking?
Yeah, they're doing no parking at the park, but nobody lives near the park. It's like, so people can walk to the park to see it, but they can't drive to the park, but there's nobody lives near there, so where are they going to park? That's one of the contentions. Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm so... Well, we'll talk about it later on in the show, and I don't want to... I know a lot of people roll their eyes to solar eclipse talk.
But a lot of people
we're still
don't.
We're still a month out.
Yeah.
But it terrifies me of what's going to happen, because they're making it sound like it is going to be insanity. You're not going to be able to move. They're like, don't drive, don't get in your car, just stay put. But yet, don't stay put and be a part of these activities.
Well,
how do you want me to be a part of these activities if I can't drive there?
The town is giving every homeowner two no parking signs for free if they want
right,
to pick
that's
them up
what I'm saying.
And put them in their yards. So I thought that was interesting, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, come to our town to watch the activities, but do not drive here. Okay. All right.
So now I see why. Because what if emergency vehicles have to get through and everything's clogged? I get it, you know? Or they even said possibility, you know, snow plows, like, could snow. Never know.
If you don't live here, though, there's going to be an influx of people from out of town coming to watch. Now, probably chances are a lot of these people have family here, so they can navigate around easy. But for the most part, some people are just going to be here and they're like, wait, I can't drive?
You can. You just want to
You can drive. You just can't park. You just keep driving around.
Well, but I also think it's funny the way it's being positioned. So Brockport is saying the center of the path of totality.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know how Rochester, like, is claiming the totality, like the so it's like no, we're gonna, it's the center.
Well,
we're
they
like,
got it.
What?
They get to see it 2 extra seconds. So yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, they get it a little bit longer. Just a couple seconds longer. I believe it's 2 seconds.
Worth the drive.
No, but you can't park.
You know, I'm just saying.
Scooping abandoned cars on the expressway on 390. I can't get in.
I'll never forget.
531. That's it. A line of cars.
I actually experienced that once on 590 North, going from the former Can of Worms up toward the lake one night. There's hundreds of cars pulled over at like 11 o'clock at night.
For what?
There was the most amazing northern lights that hit.
Oh.
Aurora Borealis, and people were stopped by the side of the road and were out of their cars, like looking up at the sky. It was like a scene from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It was really wild. So, you know, it'll be in the middle of the afternoon on the 8th of April, that Monday. So,
yeah. Can I ask you a question? Can we just stay in our backyard? We could see it just as good, right?
Of course you can. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to be around people and the activities, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
And every town is throwing a bash, you know. So I think if everybody just stays in their own little areas.
I think that's what they want you to do, right? So then you can walk to wherever their little bash is.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. At least out in western Monroe County, some of those communities preparing for a large influx of visitors, and they're trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a, they are going to have a hearing about the parking restrictions on Tuesday. So that's
they do that too for the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Like at the, you know, I think every town does something for the 4th of July, right? Mm-hmm. Fireworks and whatever. Mm-hmm. The neighborhood by that area always has their signs, do not park here. It's like, oh my God, you grouch. You little grouch. I used to live in a neighborhood where the fireworks were right, like that was the prime spot.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to be at the actual heart of the location of where the fireworks are, you can park in these surrounding neighborhoods, right, mm-hmm. and watch it mm-hmm. from your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of our neighbors would put up these signs that say, do not park here. And my parents were always like, that's kind of rude. Just park. Sure, park here. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be here, too.
Yeah, as long as you're not blocking us, deal? Getting out of our driveway, you can park out front of the house. I don't care.
You could even block us. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I guess if you have company over, yeah. But it's like, but just get a blanket. Lay on my lawn. I don't care. Right?
Would you charge them?
I don't think I would. The more the merrier. Come on over. Just don't be disrespectful. Don't leave your beer cans or your nonsense. This is an OCD house. Clean up.
If you live near Orchard Park, the Bills Stadium, would you let people drive and park on your lawn for free?
Oh, I know. I feel bad because I bitch about parking all the time. So then I would charge. I wouldn't charge a lot. I don't know. That is a money making. How much money do those people make?
I would love to. I'm sure they've done a deep dive, and like the news stations in Buffalo have probably covered it a million times. But you know what the take is on a season? How much money they can make?
If you live in a house where it's near something, a festival of some sort, and you allow people to park there, because that even happens here. Mm. How much money do you make?
You know, I mean, okay. Charge $10 a car, you might make some good bucks. It's 98.9 to Buzz. It's 6:10 on Spazano and Sandy. We've got the tickets to the Barbie movie in concert, and we're going to see 45 and Sun by the afternoon.
It seems like it would be super easy when you have to name six things with the same letter in 30 seconds. It's actually harder than you think.
Six things with this that begin with the same letter?
I got to tell you, I'm going to give you a little bit more of the details.
Okay.
This is a new game, new contest we're playing.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to test it out. We're going to wake up our minds here. Scott, you're going to be our guinea pig.
Oh, good.
And you play along at home, and you could be screaming at your smart speaker, Scott, you idiot. No. Okay. So anyhow, we'll play that. It's something lighthearted and fun.
Okay. Should I be nervous?
No, absolutely not. Okay. We're just going to play a new game. I don't have the name for it yet. If we like it, then we'll come up with a name.
Okay.
It's like, just give me six or I don't know. We'll work that out.
Okay.
But first, before we get into it, I just want to say hi. Big shout out to Melissa Gabler. I know she's listening right now, and I appreciate you, and thank you so much. She's the sweetest person ever, always messaging us on Facebook.
Oh, hi, Melissa. Hey.
She makes us feel better about ourselves, actually. okay, so you know how we're giving you the chance to win tickets to Alanis Morissette? Like, you get to pick the stop on her U.S. tour, Triple Moon tour.
Yeah, like anywhere she's playing. Like, I'd like to go to there, and you're like, yes.
Oh, my God, it is so legit. Yeah. Airfare, hotel, tickets, Diamond VIP experience, a $200 gift card, all the details, get your name in, mm-hmm. 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, okay. Backstage too, which is awesome. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. Okay, so to celebrate that, above and beyond all the amazing things that Alanis Morissette is known for, you know, in her musical career, she's an amazing artist, but she does a lot and is known for a lot of her advocacy work,
mm-hmm.
right? With a lot of issues, including women's rights.
Yeah.
And since March is Women's History Month,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow being International Women's Day, I thought this would be fun. Name six items. Are you ready?
Me?
Yeah, this is what you're going to do. And everybody play along at home. Play along at home.
Name six items.
Hang on. Name six items that start with the letter S that a woman might use in her morning routine.
Six items that start with S. Okay.
That a woman might use in her morning routine. Ready?
How long do I have to do this?
30 seconds.
Oh, God. Shampoo.
Okay.
Okay. Soap.
Ding.
Shampoo, soap, a scrunchie.
Ooh,
a scrunchie for her hair. Scrunchie for her hair. I'm trying to think. Cereal?
Cereal?
I don't know. What else? I'm trying to think of anything else.
Wait, It like seems so easy, right? And then
that was horrible.
You could have said shower gel, shampoo, soap, skincare products, serum, sunscreen, scrunchie. You said scrunchie, oh, which I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Shaving cream.
Oh.
Shimmer, straightener, shower, the actual shower.
Oh, my God.
There's so many, but yeah, I know. I thought that was fun. Was that fun?
That was fun. It was, you know, it's weird when you get put under a time constraint. It's like all of a sudden you lock up. It's, oh my God.
Listen, I don't work well under pressure, so there's no way I would pass this, but I so was certain that you would do so fantastic at it because you are really good under pressure.
I actually do love, last second, throw it at me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nope.
Not so
not
much.
When it comes to naming six items.
Yeah, right. Okay, fine.
All right, so get your name in for the Alanis Morissette Show, 98.9thebuzz.com. Good luck with that.
Check out the contest page. It's awesome. Yeah. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. We will see sun later today on the end of the day by 45 degrees or so.
Okay, it might be an impossible challenge, but SUNY schools are saying that, yeah, they're up for it. They are committed to getting rid of this very familiar item on campus.
Oh, beer?
Okay, that's your guess? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy with you. Good morning, 6:35 here on this Thursday morning.
So I was teasing it that SUNY schools are deciding to get rid of this one thing, a very familiar thing on campus. And Scott, you guessed.
Beer.
Yeah.
Wrong.
So what do you think? What would you think about that if SUNY schools became all dry campuses?
Well, the campuses are, aren't they? I mean, you got to go outside off campus to get a beer. I don't think they serve alcohol on a campus.
Well, they don't serve it, but it would. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But anyway.
But they have. Okay. Anyhow. No, that's not it, though. It's not beer. Don't worry. SUNY announced that it will be phasing out on any and all single-use plastic containers across its campuses.
Oh, God. What are we going to do?
No more. Eliminate the plastic items such as bags, drink bottles, food products, utensils, plastic wrap, packaging, all of it. Working with public service platform Sustain Chain to create plastic-free solutions.
I'd like to see how that works. I'd like to see if that works. I mean, how do you have a...
And there's a lot of freaking plastic.
You think? I know.
Look around your world.
Yeah.
How are you... Okay. Okay, I understand. I appreciate the effort, but how are you going to do it? It's going to cost a gajillion dollars.
I fill up three shopping bags a week of recyclables. And it's more, my recycle bin is always full. My garbage bin,
yeah,
I could go 2 weeks.
Right?
Every other week, but recycle needs to be every week.
So if you have a zero tolerance, no plastic household, there's a lot of plastic in our lives. And you know what they say? You know what I find interesting? And tell us how you feel about this, 818-2899, yeah, if you want to join in on the conversation. SUNY schools are saying we're phasing out all plastic. But they, like, oftentimes when people say, I want to get rid of plastic, mm-hmm, like the SUNY schools did, where they were like, okay, it's because of the environment. We wanted, you know, sustainable living,
sure,
go green, whatever. But nobody ever really mentions what I find is more important. Not that I'm saying that's not important, the environment. More important is the fact that we're putting in our bodies the chemicals, these microscopic chemicals in the plastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't care about ourselves. I get it, it's all tied together, but nobody ever talks about how dangerous it is for our own bodies. I mean, isn't that fascinating?
It's a residual effect of getting rid of the plastics anyway. But yeah, nobody ever says that first, right?
We should get rid of the
toxins as we, you know, help, yes, clean the environment too, right?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, the toxins go into the environment if you throw them away. So it's kind of like the same thing.
It's connected, but nobody ever says, hey, listen, it messes up your, like, your body can only handle so many toxins.
Mm-hmm.
It's trained to fight off toxins, but once there's toxin overload, now your body starts to go haywire, and that's where cancer starts. That's where Alzheimer's starts. That's what, like, all these diseases. Nobody talks about the importance of that
of the health part. Do you ever make decisions on that, on the plastic or safe, like, what's that, BPA free, water bottle, like that kind of thing?
Well, so
does that ever come to mind when you're choosing product?
Every time.
Yeah.
But I still, because again, it's very hard to avoid, like, I have plastic Tupperware and I do put them in the dishwasher, and that is not good to do. I know it isn't.
I went to all glass, and I thought once I got them, I'm like, oh, these are clunky and the lids are not storable easy, but I use them all the time now and I drop them and they don't break. They're made of that, you know, like that break resistant. I love them. But you buy them once.
Do you use plastic though, or do you try to avoid it? Like when you go to a family picnic, and they're serving, you know, like plastic cups, plastic silverware, do you bring your own cup?
No. At home we do. We try not to do that at home. And my wife, I don't remember what happened recently that it was not a big deal, but it was, we had a party at our house or something.
Okay.
People came over.
Yeah, that often happens.
Yeah. She bought a giant, like, tower of paper plates that it has to be 2 feet tall. There's like 1,000
it's
of
like
them.
A toddler size paper plates.
Yeah, like the size of my daughter, the height of my daughter, this pack of paper. So I'll take it once a week. I take like a stack out and I, you know, riff them and put them up in the thing. We hardly use our glass, you know, plates anymore.
But those are paper plates.
They are paper.
They're not the plastic ones. Okay.
We rinse them and then recycle them.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if it, like, if you are freaked out, because there's a lot of people who are very extreme with the environment or your health.
Yeah.
Is it weird? Would it be weird if somebody showed up at your house with their own silverware thinking that you were going to provide plastic plates, plastic forks,
it would
plastic
be weird.
Cups?
It would be weird.
But why do they have to feel weird when they're just trying to protect themselves?
I know. And I would, because it's usually a one-off, right? 99% of the time you're at home, you can do your own little thing.
Mm.
But that you know, 1/1,000th of a time that you go out in your life, and you know you're not eating.
It's like one of those, like, okay, fine, forget the diet.
Right.
For one time.
It's like your cheat day.
Is this impressive to you? SUNY schools saying they're phasing out all single-use plastic containers, anything. Is it impressive to you? Would you choose a college if they say, yes, we have successfully got rid of all the plastic?
It would help.
Is that like a marketing strategy right there?
Yeah, sure. I think it would help. It's just one of those add-on.
You would?
Yeah, it would help. Plus, I went to a SUNY school. You did, too. You went to Brockport. I went to Geneseo. So
if there's two colleges that you have, and I don't know, 818-2899, if there's two colleges you're interested in, one is plastic-free, one isn't, mm-hmm. you would pick the plastic-free just because of plastic-free?
If it was an even decision, yeah.
Oh,
I think, okay. Yeah, why not? I mean, if it adds to it, I'm curious to see what kind of savings it is and what kind of impact it is. And I'm really curious of how you do a
a
fork, right?
Forget the solo cup thing, yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking a fork, but they'll just use silverware, right? Just actual real washable silverware. Flatware instead of plasticware. Is that what you're saying? Or are they going to have an alternative to silverware?
Like, I don't know. Eat with your hands?
Well, you know, like they make, you know how they make like paper plates and they press them together and it's cardboard like that. I wonder if they're going to make like one use cardboardy, like, or made out of like corn squished together forks.
Oh, like
spoons.
The straw, like the paper straws?
Yeah.
Does that exist? Paper silverware? I don't know if that exists.
Hi, the Buzz.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Hello, the Buzz. Is that a thing?
I think it's stupid.
Oh, it's Andrew.
you might want to air some of this. You might not want to.
We're on the air live, so we can't edit you.
Be nice.
Well, see, I worked for a college, SUNY Geneseo, and everything is put in plastic.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, salads, soups, fruit.
Sure.
If you go to paper... Or, you know, like a paper base.
An alternative.
That's going to soak up all the juices and everything's going to get nasty quicker.
Well, I'm
you're
sure.
You're going to throw your food out
just
more.
Like paper straws are disgusting. I get it why you're doing it, but don't give me a paper straw. It melts in your mouth.
Not in your hands.
College kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good slogan right there.
Well, you know, I'm sure they have the right, you know.
No, I don't know if they do.
And paperware that doesn't soak up things.
You can't give the college kids real silverware. They could barely take care of their room in their dorm.
Very true.
Silverware.
Very true.
There goes your budget.
Exactly. Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. When's this supposed to take? Thanks, Andrew. When's this supposed to kick in?
Thank you for not swearing or saying anything inappropriate. I don't know. They just said they're starting.
Cool.
I don't know what that means.
We'll keep an eye on it.
It's going to take a while, I'm sure.
Good morning, The Buzz.
Hi, Scott. Hey. When I was in college, we used silverware, and I just went to a baby shower.
Uh-huh.
They used bamboo plates, forks, and spoons.
Bamboo, yeah. How they work?
And I couldn't get the fork to work. I had to use my fingers.
Wait, what do you mean you couldn't get it to work? It just had no... firmness
because the bamboo fork was squared off on that fork end, so you couldn't fork the food.
You couldn't fork the food. We're going to isolate that and just, you know,
I couldn't fork the food.
You need a spoon.
Okay.
Bunny.
I get it. I'd rather spoon the food. Okay.
Spoon the food. It's more romantic. I just go right in and fork it. Right? You just want to fork it. You just want to spoon with it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Goodbye.
We love you and appreciate you for calling.
Love you.
Love you guys too. Bye.
All right. Barbie movie concert tickets. If you join in on this next conversation. So we got it from our Buzz fam. She's getting married. Uh-huh. Okay. In August.
Okay.
And it's come time to decide where people are sitting.
Yeah. That's always a pleasure putting people at the tables, right?
Yep. And her husband and his mom versus her idea, which I don't know why mom's even involved in this, but it is. Hmm. So it's two against one. who they think it's okay to sit together, you have to decide. You got to help her out.
All right, cool.
Girl.
It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
Yay! Here we are Thursday morning on Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz. I'm glad you're with us this morning. It's going to be a nice day. The clouds will clear out to give us sunshine later and 45 degrees. And yesterday was gnarly, wasn't it?
Blah.
Just like London fog. And then by the afternoon, it got all foggy and stuff. It was crazy. Tomorrow, beautiful Friday. You want to kick off the weekend with us tomorrow? 8:30, we'll be there to celebrate. Sunshiny, mild, 57 degrees. Good, I'm good. Got it, got it.
Okay, so if you want to join in on this conversation, first call through. We always welcome more than one, obviously. Yeah, but first person to call in and join in on the conversation, Barbie movie concert tickets at Darien Lake, which is so legit. You watch the Barbie movie, and then there's a live band playing, which is awesome. Anyhow, okay. So we got to help our Buzz fam out. Got a message, and she said, please, please, please. I tried to get them all on the air with us, which would be so fun, but no, she didn't. She wasn't going for it. I can't even say her name, but she knows who she is.
It's fine. Because this is controversial. This is, she doesn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially when it's her future mother-in-law. Right, I get it, I guess. Right. But it's a really good question. So she said, I'm getting married in August. Okay. Fairly small wedding. On the invite list is a former coworker and the person who replaced her.
Ooh.
I love them both.
Okay.
So, okay, right. You get it? You're with me. Okay, so former coworker, she worked with both of these people. One she used to work with, one she works with now.
Got it.
We're deciding on table arrangements. My husband and his mom, yes, she's involved somehow.
Probably paying for the wedding or something.
I don't know. She just wrote parentheses. Yes, she's involved somehow. Think that all my coworkers should sit at the same table.
Yep, makes sense.
Did they not hear me when I said that one was fired and it was because of the other?
Fired. Oh.
There was no way I could put them. There is no way that I could put them at the same table. Is there? Question mark? Oh, my God.
Fired. So,
yeah.
Coworker one was fired because of that coworker two?
That's how she wrote it.
And replaced that person's job. Ooh.
But she loves them both, she says. They're both her friends. They both belong at the wedding. Do they? I don't know. And her husband, soon to be, and her mother-in-law. Oh, she even said, my husband. Oh, she's already
that, nice.
That was so sweet of her. Yeah, instead of my fiance. Yeah,
trying out that term.
Her fiance and his mom. What do you think?
Naturally, one of the most difficult parts of a wedding, and this is the reception and getting that all together, organizing it, fretting about the costs, especially putting the table arrangements together, because you're always hacking off the list, right?
Sure.
But it would make sense to put all the coworkers together because everybody knows everybody. You wouldn't put them at the people from out of town, that one person at the out of town table. Right.
How do you split them up? Where do you put them?
I say let him, put him right at that table. Let the elephant in the room sit at the table. Because you don't have time for this. They're there to celebrate.
Oh, but you have time for an awkward, I don't know, you don't know what can happen. I've been to weddings where there was a mini fight because there were two people there that did not like each other. And they were sitting table, and they weren't at the same table. Uh-huh. They were tables very close.
Uh-huh.
And it. All eyes on that because it just distracted from the day.
Then shame on them for having a gripe, you know?
Well, you know, we're all adults until ...
Until a wedding reception happens. Isn't it true?
I mean, it was crazy. It was like the husband cheated, and the woman who was there, his mistress was there, and his wife was there at the wedding.
And everybody knew.
Ugly. It was ugly. Ugly. And now we're like, well, but what do you do? Do you invite both of, I don't know. Has this happened to you? What do you think she should do? We got to help her out, give her advice.
Yeah, call us at 818-2899.
You say just your team, mom and fiance.
Yeah, because I know what the fiance is thinking.
What's the fiance doing? I'm going to do whatever mommy says.
There's a bit of, no, not at all. There's a bit of this power feeling you get when you're assigning table assignments. There's that kind of...
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's kind of that thing. And coming from the guy, you know, like, let's put those two together, see how that works. It's going to be fun. You know, that kind of thing. I think it's more of him not realizing the drama, but not expecting anything to happen. That's what I think. So put them together. Have some fun with it.
Oh, God.
Flint and steel.
He's thinking short term. He's not thinking long game here.
Why? By the time the wedding's over and the honeymoon and she comes back to work, that fired coworker is going to be gone anyway. He's gone already. And the one that's at work is going to be like, hey, that was interesting, wasn't it? Yeah. Thanks for coming to my wedding.
I'm saying he's not looking at the long game because he's siding. This is the very first debate that this couple has on the verge of becoming a couple, an official married couple, and he's siding with mom? And it's not even his coworkers. It's my coworker. It's her coworkers.
Plus, she's got to kind of go with the mom thing if she has input in it. So
this is going to get ugly. What's your advice?
Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning. It's Preschool Patty.
Preschool Patty. Yay. What's up? How are you?
Now, see, Patty.
Good, how are you?
Right. You sound so sweet. You always just make everybody happy. What would you do to make everybody happy in this scenario?
Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely not. I would divide them into two groups and then just mingle, put other people with them. Just, you know, the mother-in-law doesn't know, you know, her coworkers. It's not like it's her daughter's coworkers. It's her soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
Right.
And, you know, I would just divide them into two groups so that everything is just hunky-dory
okay.
And put some people there so you can mix it up and everyone can meet new people.
So instead of just one group of coworkers, split them in half, take the fired one, put them at one table, take the one that took her job at the other table, and then everybody
and I'm sure she's not just inviting two people from work, right?
So split that group up in two.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, that is really a good idea.
Put the group up into two, then, you know, put the tables maybe next to each other, but definitely just, split them into two. Groups.
Just to set in a little burn.
And hire security. Hire security to follow one of them around.
Honestly, right? Definitely.
This is good. This is, and you're the first call, Patty. You know why?
Oh my God!
You're going to see Barbie the movie in concert at Darien Lake Amphitheater, August 14th. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10, or tomorrow morning at 10 at LiveNation.com, but we're going to hook you up, okay?
Oh my gosh, how fun.
Yeah, definitely
fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold the line. We'll hook you up. Stay right there. Stay right there. That's so funny. That's like the perfect solution. Can you do better? Hi, The Buzz.
Yeah, I got it better.
Okay, what?
So you put your coworkers at one table surrounded by your cousins, relatives, and then the one that, you know, got
the
fired.
The rogue?
Uh-huh.
You put that one next to your cousin Vinny or somebody who went to prison. It ain't going to be a problem.
I see. See, we're all on the same page here.
Oh, you're killing me, man. It's so funny.
But how about that? I mean, you sound like a very smart husband. How about that? Siding with your mom instead of your future wife? That's dangerous territory, isn't it?
I say if I'm smart because she'll give you a different story. It's not true.
Can we borrow Cousin Vizzy? Vinny?
Cousin Vizzy.
Yeah.
Vinny,
1-800-RENT-A-PRISONER. 1-800-RENT-A-PRISONER.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks, bro. See you, bye.
You're welcome.
Hey, Vizzy, what's up?
So, I like that name.
Hey, Vizzy.
Will this encourage more people to become volunteer fire? What?
Wait, say it again. Okay, go.
You were stuttering,
yes.
Will this encourage more people to become volunteer firefighters? Now, if you know of a firefighter, if you yourself are a firefighter, first, thank you very much. Second, this I know gets you very passionate when you talk about paid and volunteer firefighters and fire departments. But is this the solution? Well, that's the tease. That's your cue.
I see. And that's what we'll cover in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. You're on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. 7:36.
You got to ask your father-in-law about this.
Yeah.
Because he's a firefighters.
Former fire chief, commissioner. Okay. Commissioner, yeah.
So will this encourage more people to become volunteer firefighters?
Lord knows we need them. We really do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're saying the number of people willing to volunteer has dropped for the last few years, which is, of course, concerning.
Yeah.
So $10 million in the state budget has been set aside to offer stipends to those who complete training courses.
Oh, really? So you go and you train a course and they'll end up paying for it.
And you have to keep up with the training, right? I hear. And if you're a firefighter or if you know of one, let us know all the details. And because how many hours do you dedicate to keeping up on all these training
courses? Yeah, what's the training like, right?
So, yeah, $10 million set aside in the state budget. So, like, basic exterior firefighting operations, you'll get $750 if you complete the course.
Okay.
And then self-contained breathing apparatus, interior firefighting operations, $1,000 or $1,200
Huh.
Fire Officer 1, that's a training course, I guess, $1,000.
Okay.
So each course has its own dollar amount, how much you will get.
Is this what the course costs someone to take, or is this just a thanks for taking it, here's some cash?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Stipends are for first-time course completions. So if you already took the course, sorry.
Too bad.
You have to have good academic standing, and it has to be determined by your department
if
you deserve the money.
I feel that every person that does help out those emergency services, that everybody should be paid. And I would have no problem with my town taxes going up a little bit. $5 for everybody in the town or something like that to help, you know, to pay them. Because when my house catches on fire and it takes 5 extra minutes because there's not enough volunteers that are around that can't get there in time, it's going to be worth that $5 a month.
How many volunteer fire departments still exist in Rochester? I know Hilton is one.
Mm-hmm. I think there's volunteering at all of them. I think there are some paid positions at some.
Sure, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there'll be like one or two people, and then the rest are volunteers. Or there's fire departments. And I feel like, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like there's more towns going to all paid because nobody wants to sign up for volunteer. They have to dedicate equal amount of time in these training courses.
Mm-hmm.
They have to say, goodbye, family. I'm going to go save someone else. I hope I come back. You know, that's a big commitment. That's a big sacrifice for free. No pension, no salary.
Right. But it's not full time, right? So, like, if you were full time, then you'd be sitting at the firehouse waiting for something to burn down or an accident to happen. I get it, but is that a waste of money?
Is this the solution? I guess is this a way to encourage people? Like it sounds like when you say $10 million,
it's not a lot of money.
Well, it sounds like I was going to say that sounds like a lot of money. But then when you break it down, hey, you take this course, you dedicate X number of hours to this course, and we're going to give you $750. And I don't know, do you have to pay taxes on that? So is it now $300? Like, I don't know.
Jesus. 818-2899. Call us if you're a firefighter, if you're a volunteer, or if you're paid. Especially, you know, I know that like the Rochester City Fire Department is a paid thing. There's no volunteers there. Right. But like,
what does your father-in-law say about this?
I wish I knew. Webster? I don't know. I don't really talk to him about that too much. He's in Florida right now, so he's probably golfing.
How many volunteer people are on the Webster Fire Department?
I don't know.
How do you not know? That's okay. I'm just teasing you.
Would you stop?
I don't know a lot about Greasy.
I would like to be able to. Now I lost it. You were talking about something. I was like, oh, yeah. And there's something else that I want to mention.
Gosh, you know what I wonder? Because I think, because I'm on the border. When you're in the border of two towns, do you know which fire crew has to save you?
You should.
Like, I think. I don't know which one is saving me. Is it Greece or is it Hilton? I think I have Hilton. I'm smack dab on the border.
Do you know where your fire hall is? Your closest fire department location?
It must be Hilton.
Do you know where it is? What street it's on? How far away it is?
I'm trying to think of where's the Greece one. I think I'm in the middle of both. But I think on my taxes, I think I pay Hilton Fire Department.
So then they would be the ones that would come to
you. Do you want like an all volunteer? Well, yeah, I don't know. I think the volunteers, I think you do deserve something. I mean,
absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
It's a lot. And what is the commitment to training? It's got to be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not my world. I wish I knew more. And if you could help us out, 818-2899. Good morning, The Buzz. Can you educate us? Who's this?
My name's Gordon.
Hey, Gordon, what's up, man? First time caller? Long time listener?
Oh, a long time listener, but I'm not a first time caller. I've been around for a while.
You've called before. All right.
Ooh, yay.
All right. Firefighter Gordon, you're in the biz, huh? In a bit? Are you a volunteer?
Yes, I have.
Are you a volunteer?
Volunteer.
Uh-huh. How's that all work?
Well, you have to put in a certain amount of hours per month when you sign up.
Uh-huh.
I signed up a long time ago. I've been in the business since 89.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Wow. Now, what fire department are you? What town?
Where you at?
I started out with Lakeshore back in 89. I've bounced around from Lakeshore over to Penfield.
So, like... Do you see it being so much harder to get volunteers to come into that line of work?
It is. It is. It's much harder now with the time constraints. Everybody's got to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is much harder to balance work, the job, and firefighting. A lot of the departments have gone from volunteer to a combination of paid and volunteer.
Uh-huh.
Some fire departments have gone to full paid.
I know. They have to. They have no choice, right? So is this a solution that you agree with then? $10 million state in the state budget is going to be set aside to offering stipends when you do complete one of these courses, training courses that you have to keep up on. Do you think that's smart?
I agree. Yeah, it's a step forward. It's a step forward in the right direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we still need more bodies.
Well, what's going to encourage people? Is that the answer though? Or is that an effort?
It is an effort. There are some bunk-in programs where we have encouraged students, younger generation, going through the program college to discover the programs, the firefighting service.
I always thought, and tell me if I'm wrong, is it a generational thing? Like back in the old days, right? Back in the, let's say, the 60s, 50s, 60s, your dad was a firefighter and you ended up being a volunteer. You worked your way up and then your kids did it too.
Oh, in the family, hear that.
Was it all like that and now it's not as much?
Something like that, yeah. There was that generational thing. There was that, it was the family biz.
Yeah, right. And everybody was in on it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Gordon. Thank you. Thanks for just the idea. And I'm glad that we're seeing that volunteers are getting a bit compensated, at least taking those courses. And
we appreciate what you do.
Yeah, thanks what you do, man.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, bud. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye. Hey, it's coming up on 8 o'clock on The Buzz. We're going to come across the top of the hour. I got a problem. I got it. And you know who I am. When someone's like, don't tell anybody, don't say anything, I'm like, right? You know what I'm saying, Sandy?
It's like, keep this a secret, don't say it out loud. And next thing you know,
Jed's a millionaire. I know. Well, okay, so, but what my friend asked me to do, to not say anything.
Yeah? You're going to say it?
Now that just put me into a double dilemma, didn't it? Well, it's not to you, but to this certain person.
Why? Who is it about?
About his wife.
And God, you're going to.
I know. So it doesn't. He didn't say I couldn't say I'm going to talk about it. Anyway, well, so I'll need your help next on The Buzz. So stay right there, okay?
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, that's us. How you doing? I'm glad you're with us. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, and Thursday looking good. Sunshine. Going to need the shades on the way in. And going to be maybe 47 degrees. So 57 tomorrow with bright sun for your Friday. Get ready to kick off the weekend. Hey, Sandy Waters. What?
Are you sure? First,
what?
Are you sure you're ready to do this on the air?
I am.
Okay. Second, before you tell us what your friend said not to say to anybody.
Mm-hmm. No, just to a certain person.
98.9thebuzz.com. Go there for Alanis Morissette. This big concert trip. You get to pick which stop on her U.S. tour. You want to go to. I mean, it's insanity. It's so cool. You get a $200 gift card, airfare, hotel, the
backstage, merch, the whole package, man.
It's a legit thing. So all you have to do is go to 989thebuzz.com and get your name in, and then, we'll find out if you win.
Click on the contest page. Get in on it, all right? So a buddy came up to me and goes, listen, don't say anything to my wife. Not one thing at all.
Okay.
About her tan. He's like, dude, I don't know what's gotten into her. But over the winter, she was like the creams, the tanning cream stuff. What do you call those?
The self-tanner?
Self-tanners.
Yeah, my kids love that.
Now she's going to the tanning bed. She's like tan.
Self-tanner and the tanning bed? The tanning bed?
Yeah, everything. The whole package. He's like, and she's like, she looks good, but she's like really obsessed with it. So don't say a word.
Well, no, hold on. You said she looks good. Clearly she doesn't if he's telling you don't say anything about it.
It's over. It's too much.
Oh, it's too much.
It's like you don't see it because you do it so much, kind of tan.
Yeah.
Like we did in the 80s. Right?
Yeah.
Man.
So? Why would
What? kind of like, well, I'm not supposed to say anything to her
so
about
it. So why is she telling?
Don't
why
comment
is she?
On, don't comment on Facebook. Don't say a word. Like, God.
Why is he telling you? Is he going around and telling all his friends, please don't mention anything to my wife about her tan?
Yeah.
Good or bad? Just don't say anything.
Don't say a word. Don't even bring it up.
Well, if it doesn't look good, then say something.
He doesn't. He just wants it to go away. And he can't. If you say, oh, hey, so-and-so, looking good. That'll just encourage her more. So don't do anything. Don't say a word. I'm like, all right.
Oh my God, how bad does it look?
Says,
have you seen her since he said that?
I have. I snooped his wife's page and
social. Oh, just on social? Okay, but in person. Sometimes not pictures.
Yet. No, not yet. But it's obsessive.
Well, have your wife say something because your wife is a woman and she's in skincare
stuff.
She
is, but nope. He's like, nope. Don't have Jill say anything. Don't say a word. I'm like,
Oh my God. This poor woman. There have been so many people in my lives who have gotten to that point. I mean, we used to, like, if my sister's listening right now, she will raise her hand and confess. There was a time when she was younger, in her 20s, we would be like, okay, stop. You know, because my family were very honest and candid with each other. Like, my sisters and I, my older sister especially, she'll take the lead on breaking the bad news. My mother, she is not sugarcoating. So we were like, well, not we, because I didn't. I'm not that confrontational person.
Oh, I see.
So my mother and my sister were like, that's it. You got to stop. It's too much. So do you want to ask my sister to help out?
Do they know? Do they realize
it? I don't think
it?
They know. I really don't think they see it anymore. I really don't.
But it's you look in the mirror, you don't see your aging. You know, you just see yourself. You don't see.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing, and I tell my husband this all the time. Please tell me if I'm doing something that I don't see because you're so used to the way you look, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me. Don't wear your makeup that way. Don't do that to your hair. Don't. I need to know, and I need to know from people that I care about, my husband, my kids. He has to say something.
You know, I'm sure there's a reason, and once you get hooked on something, you know, you keep going with it. It's like working out, right? And, you know, the vitamin D feels awesome, and you look good. You look better in your clothes. I get it, but like,
you feel more confident. Yeah, but if she's walking around looking like that and people are talking about her behind her back, you have to stay. Does he have kids?
Yeah.
Okay, have the kids do it, because that's what I did. And my husband, after COVID, you know how we shut down, can't get a haircut, whatever, and everybody grew their hair out, and that was great. And then after COVID, when things started to open up, my husband still didn't want to get his hair cut, because he was hanging on with dear life to his youth when he used to have hockey hair and nice flow and salad and whatever. Okay, it looked great then.
Flow and salad.
Well, that's what he calls it. He refers to it as salad, whatever. But anyhow, you know, it looked great then, but come on now. We're 40-something years old. It's a little bit thinner. It doesn't look as good.
So you had your kids tell him?
Yes, because he can't get upset when the kids say something. And the kids are like, no, I don't like it. I like daddy's hair.
I'm
like,
no.
Please, just tell him.
Just say, dad, it's a skullet.
Yes, please. You got to you got to be the one. Somebody's got to.
What do you think? Help me out on this. Because I'm caught in this, like, I can't say anything. I can't. My wife can't say. Nobody can say anything.
Tell him to say something. Tell the kids. Somebody. Okay. 818-2899.
You take your calls. Good morning. It's The Buzz with the Flo and Salad Show. How are you?
Hi, Flo and Salad. How are you?
Anyway, what do you do when your buddy says, don't say anything about my wife's tan? Don't say anything to her. Don't talk to her about it. Don't tell anybody to say anything.
Well, bro code dictates that you don't say anything.
True. Very true.
However, you've got to convince this man to be honest with his wife.
Mm. Yes,
He's obviously spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be spent on vanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. Why didn't I think of that? I'm always the one who thinks about money first.
I know, right?
This petty pincher didn't think of that. However, having the kids do it is another coward's way out.
It's okay. Yeah. As long as the deed gets done, it doesn't matter who does it.
No, it does, Sandy. It does.
If you can't be open and honest with your spouse, right?
You, honest. If you can't be open and honest with your spouse, then you shouldn't marry to them.
I'm not. Yeah, but okay, so here's the thing. There are some scenarios. Yes, you should be open and honest, but there are some scenarios, and I don't know how their relationship it is. I want my husband to be really honest with me, but sometimes a woman would take it as you just don't get it, you don't understand.
Mostly that will happen.
So I think.
Well, then explain it to me.
Ah.
You need to explain it to me so that I can understand. Because right now, all I see is hundreds of dollars going out the door on something that is temporary.
And melanoma in 15 years.
Okay, here's a tip. Here's a question. Here's an idea for your friend, Scott.
Okay, what?
If your friend leaves a bunch of oranges in random places of the house and like pictures of Trump.
Uh-huh.
Or
that's wrong.
Or what else?
Bag of Cheetos, maybe.
Like a burlap bag. Just leave burlap bags around. Yeah,
or
what
some
else?
Raw leather hanging out somewhere.
That's funny, though. I got to admit that.
It is funny. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
That is so cruel. How did you push me to the point of being cruel?
I don't know. I was thinking it. Hi, The Buzz. It's the Flowin' Salad Show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, go ahead. What do you say? What do you say to my bud?
Oh, God. Be honest. Tell him.
But it's hard. Do you know somebody in your life who has, like...
He's afraid of his wife is like I am.
No, not afraid of your wife. The person in your life who goes tanning and feels so confident and great being tan, but it took it a little too far.
Well, when they start looking like a Oompa Loompa, tell them.
Put Willy Wonka on.
That's another one. Great.
Mom, get up and dance.
Yes, tell them. No.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right.
Thanks
bye.
For calling The Buzz.
Awesome. Okay, we joke, but there, is a fine line. Should we judge her if she feels more confident, if she feels better about herself? Like, who are we to judge?
That's what we do. We have a thing called Jerker Justified. It was called Judgment Zone.
I don't know.
We sit there and go back and forth on people all the time. I think it's okay.
You might think, he might think she's too orange, tanning too much, and she might look in the mirror and think she's beautiful. I don't know. That's tough. Good luck. I don't know if we helped him or not.
No, probably not. It's coming up at 8:30 on 98.9 The Buzz.
So two U of R freshmen have been selected to work for NASA.
Ooh, nice.
During the solar eclipse, we got to tell you about this.
Yeah, 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. How you doing? Nice sunshiny skies and supposed to be cloudy, but yeah, it's cleared up a lot earlier than it said. About 45 degrees today. Awesome. Beautiful. Huh?
All right, before we get to these two freshmen from the U of R, which everybody is like so envious of. My gosh, this is like chance of a lifetime. They've just been awarded. Before we get to that, though, I got to tell you that Sally, Buzz listener Sally, do you remember she came on for Spazano and Sandy's startup from Concept to Cash?
Oh, yeah. The Covalet, right? That's that thing that you hook on the dishes to carry them.
Yes. Yep. The serving utensil. Yeah. So we check back in with her on the podcast. So go to the Spazano and Sandy startup podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She opens up and gives us the real deal on starting a business, including how much money she has dumped into this. I just dumped into this. That sounds terrible. Hang on. How much money she has spent to make sure her invention goes big time.
Nice.
Yeah, she was just so brutally honest, so open. We love her. We're cheering her on, but it was awesome. It was very intriguing. So Spazano and Sandy's startup, search that out on wherever you get your podcasts.
Very cool. And then Brandon T. Adams and our startup will be back next Thursday morning at this time.
Yes.
So
right.
So this is this U of R kids. This is all around about the eclipse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
So they're going to be working for NASA during the solar eclipse. And I guess they entered a contest or something. It was like some of the kids were like, hey, we just saw it online and it just said enter for the chance to be one of the many photographers in this and capturing it on video. So I signed up, didn't think anything of it. And two freshmen from Rochester, Asad Shabib and Adam Bowen, will be capturing the moment and sending the footage off to NASA.
Oh, cool.
Asad is from Pakistan. Adam is from England.
Mm-hmm.
They live here in Rochester, going to the U of R.
So what is their contribution will be probably two of many, right? What are they doing with all this stuff?
I guess they're part of more than 30 teams along the eclipse path. recording the moon and sun. Oh. So then NASA is going to collect all their footage and then hopes to create a continuous hour-long movie of the sun in total eclipse. So every point of the totality, you know, we're on the path of totality.
Yeah.
So groups from every stop and
That's cool.
Two of them are from here, that's from Rochester.
Awesome. As they well should be, because we are in totality. April 8th. What time is it? It's like 3:30 something-ish. It'll start and end.
So there's, and so proud for them, but there's a thing that I saw on social media. I did not realize it was such a debate.
What?
But my goodness, are people like really, they have strong opinions about this.
What is it?
Whether your company should give you the day off or not.
It should. I don't even have to think about that. They should.
You think so?
Yeah, you're going to be spacing out anyway by noon. You're going to be like,
no pun intended.
Yeah, right. Seriously, yeah. I mean, you guys have schools off, right? They extended the Easter holiday one extra day, which is perfect timing. And I think it's more educational to give the kids the day off because this once-in-a-lifetime event is going to happen right above their heads here in Rochester.
Okay, the kids are one thing. Your work.
Screw work. Shut down. This is a once-in-a-lifetime.
But do you think it should be, okay, are you going to take a vacay day? Or do you think your company should say, are you waiting for your company to be like, hey, everybody, day off? Because they are saying, try not to drive. Like, don't try not to go anywhere. I mean, there's towns who are saying, you can't park here at the park. You have to drive somewhere, like, park somewhere else and walk.
I've seen 500,000 people in flux into the area. And then I saw the other day 150,000 people. So, I don't know. I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. I mean, you know where you're going to be. You got to be somewhere way before, right? Just like a concert or whatever.
They say all day, even though it's only going to last for 4 minutes, they're saying they're anticipating all day is going to be crazy with traffic. Now, I don't know. Yeah. This is what they're saying. But so, you think that your company, would you be bummed if your company didn't give you that day off?
Luckily, our radio show isn't during that time, but it'd be nice to have that day off. I mean, I will still work that morning, but like,
if you worked a 9-to-5 at a bank or something,
I think you should get the day off with pay. Should be a national holiday. Unfortunately,
818-2899. Anyone going to just actually go on with their day as if nothing is happening?
As if nobody cares. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. The birds will stop chirping and the crickets will start singing and it's going to get black dark and then light back up again. It's going to be phenomenal. Playing Everything All the Time, Pisano and Sandy, also temporarily renamed Flowin' Salad according to your husband's haircut.
Oh my gosh, stop bringing it up. You're gonna put salt in the wounds. Don't, he's gonna cry.
I'm gonna be, what's up, Salad?
No, don't.
Is Salad
He wants to grow his hair out, but he can't because he's, you know, an older man with not as much hair.
So if you took salad and put it on a plate and then put a saucer in the middle of the salad, that's what his hair would look like.
Yeah, I guess. Is that why they call it that? I don't know why.
I've never heard hair called salad before.
You haven't? Is that a Minnesota thing?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, there's even like hockey hair. It's, somebody help me out. It's an actual, and my husband makes us watch it.
What?
Every year, it's like...
There's a mullet competition, right?
Yeah, it's like high school hockey hair. Uh-huh. And this dude, it's like a YouTube series. He's got sponsors and stuff and everything. And he ranks the flow, the salad, of everyone's hair around, you know, high school hockey. And he's always like, look at that salad. Look at that arugula. I don't know. It's like, I don't get it, but it makes my husband laugh.
Well, we'll be back on the Flowin' Salad Show in just a few minutes. Commercial-free 98 is going to start off and kick us off.
Don't just listen at home or in the car. We sound great at work, too. The Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.